Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. We have another card from the collaborative deck, the Woven Path Tarot, and this one is by artist Tiffany England, none other than the Queen of Wands. First, I want to say full moon blessings, I think, right? This is the full moon happening at 4 degrees Scorpio. Once this one happens, people, it will close out a rather intense eclipse season, but not without first having a very intense full moon. I do have a full moon tarot guidance, which is available, that you can listen to help guide you through this, because it is a time you might not soon forget, that's for sure. And while some might say the Queen of Wands is not appropriate for Scorpio energy, I say, hey, you know, we need her. We absolutely need her, because the Scorpio energy is very decisive. It's all one way or the other. And the Queen of Wands, she's the boss lady. She's the one who's able to step up and see everything that needs to be done. Not the little details, mind you. And it isn't time for them just yet, because Mercury is still retrograde. But she can bring the fire and the passion necessary to, you know, really begin to look around, as I said, to take charge, to see what needs to be done. Because you're going to want to act on all of this pretty soon. I don't think you're going to want to sit around much longer just waiting for things to happen. Hopefully you haven't been doing that. And being ready and being prepared. What I like about this is, right, when you have a really good boss, that boss can look around and see who is best suited to a particular job and how to handle it, things of that nature. That's not to say that you're in a managerial position, but being able to have that kind of wisdom to know what's going to work and what will be more effective can be very useful to you when the time comes to implement your changes. There are going to be some difficulties around this full moon, and I do explain them on my website. You can always follow my calendar, planetary events there for free. All right. The moon's going to square Pluto. All right. It just feels uncomfortable, especially since Pluto is in Aquarius right now and will be, you know, for a very long time, with the exception of its, you know, retrograde back into Capricorn this year. So this uncomfortable feeling between the Scorpio full moon and Pluto in Aquarius, which Pluto rules Scorpio, right? Yeah, there's just something there. It feels like a little bit of an edge and perhaps not getting your way. But I really think you can utilize this queen today to help you to have a broader overview of things, so that you don't, because if you get too detail focused, you might miss out on something which maybe you should know to help see you through this. And that's all I want to say on it at this point. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.